all of us in the concession community feel like we're the victim of pretty high stakes politics. I have been in the park and recreation business for roughly 40 years, and I've run this company for 33 years. Our company currently manages parks for city agencies, counties, state, and federal, but by far the largest portion of our business is campground concessions. The bulk of those are with the U.S. Forest Service. We do have one with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. The federal shutdown has affected all of the Forest Service campgrounds, but ironically, not the Corps of Engineers. Corps of Engineers campground has remained open, but we have received direction from the Forest Service to close all of our Forest Service campgrounds. The Forest Service was moving on a track to allow us to remain open, which was logical, and they were derailed by someone higher. And I don't think it was within the Forest Service. I think it was outside the Forest Service. It could have been within the Agriculture Department, and if not the Ag Department, it would have to be in the White House. But yeah, I think all of us in the concession community feel like we're the victim of pretty high stakes politics. Our relationship to the federal government is we're issued what's called a special use permit. Essentially, they put all of the responsibility for the day-to-day operations on the backs of the private companies like my own. And it's essentially putting the campgrounds on a user pays basis. But we are far more responsive to the public and their desires and their needs, because we have to be, than the government can be, because the government is insulated from that, and it's not their fault, they just are. The national forests are not closed. They remain open, and you can do what they call dispersed camping, which is where you just go out in the woods and set up anywhere on the national forest. And what's kind of ironic is what they closed were the developed sites, which were the ones that were staffed and maintained by concessionaires, or if the Forest Service was doing it, by Forest Service staff. During the last shutdown, back in Newt Gingrich's day, the government allowed the concession campgrounds to remain open because, primarily, our relationship is that of a tenant to a landlord. We actually pay the government. We do not receive funds from the government. And in those days, the reservation system was directly contracted with the concessionaire community, so the concessionaires actually were able to continue getting reservations. That's changed under the new system. Under the new reservation contract, the government has got itself in the middle of the contract, so when the government shut down and all those employees were furloughed, it interrupted the reservation service. I personally do not see any difference between now and 1995, except for the reservation service. They wanted to do it that way, and they went to a multi-agency approach. I could live with that, and I could live without reservations for a short period of time. But what I don't understand is how they can close us when we're not dependent at all upon appropriated funds. It costs a lot of money to close down a park and to keep people out, and I don't see the point of that.